Hey guys!
Hey!
Today's a very special day because today we get to
remember and
celebrate!
Isn't that cool?
Oh, this is going to be so good.
I know.
All right, so look at this, what we have today. Ooh, we're going to roll some and see. Oh, this could be a lot of fun. I've never done this before.
Love games. You guys love games?
Oh, this is good.
I know. This is a learning game. So here we go.
Oh, we can have fun and learn?
Absolutely. You have fun all the time in Discoveryland.
Oh, yes. Discoveryland is always fun as we're learning. All right, so we roll the dice, and then we're going to open up a box.
It will tell us what to do. So we
roll the dice,
and it tells us what to do. So, ready?
Well, let's try it, friends.
All right, Pastor Chris. Ooh, this says
Wacky
Wardrobe. Oh,
all right,
goodness.
So let's
one
get
of my
box.
Faves.
Okay, it's right
Wacky
here,
wardrobe.
Let's see what it is.
This means there's something inside of the wardrobe. And it's not just a something-something, but it's something absolutely crazy.
Wacky.
It's silly. Pastor Chris, we found rubber chickens in there before.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, that is wacky.
Yeah, that's
all
wacky.
Right.
A wacky.
Should we open it?
Yep. Ready?
All right, let's open it.
What is it?
Ah! Ooh! And today, each time we roll the wacky wardrobe, everyone must count backward from 10 to 0.
Oh, my.
As fast as you can.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay, ready?
All right, let's try
1, 2, 3.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I didn't do 0. Zero.
There, that was still pretty fast, though.
That
all
was
right.
fast.
So
that was
fast. Our wacky
Gotta
wardrobe.
Try not to bite your tongue.
Okay.
So.
All right. Wacky wardrobe.
All right.
All right. Go ahead. You
next
can roll next.
All right.
Ooh, let's see what's going on.
I love games.
Music!
Yay! We get to do a worship
song. Let's do a song together, friend. Oh,
okay.
That'll be cool.
Stand up, and I bet it's one of your favorites.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, his love is still forgiving me. And it's all because his love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
Let's do it again. Oh, this is so fun.
I love that song, too.
Oh, that was it.
Wardrobe of Wonder.
Ooh, okay. I think it's this one down here. Oh, Wardrobe of Wonder.
Down on the bottom.
All right.
Ready? Drum roll, guys. What's in the wardrobe? It's a basket.
A basket? What does that help us remember? I remember when God's people were living in Egypt, the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh.
Yeah.
He had that great hat.
And he was mean and nasty. Show me mean and nasty. Oh, gosh. They scare me.
That was a little scary. But so he was doing mean things. But one day, Moses' mom, when he was a baby, decided to hide him in a basket to keep him safe from the bad guy Pharaoh.
Oh.
And put him, remember? And he put him in the river, and his name, I already said it,
yeah,
but was Moses. Did you guys remember that?
I bet they did.
They
They're
probably
so
did.
Smart.
Anyways, the princess found Moses and took care of him. And God made a way for Moses to grow and save his people. Because God is bigger than anyone or anything.
I think we should do that with muscles.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I just did it. Let's try it.
But
together.
Bigger muscles.
Big muscles.
Yes, yes.
I bet you they have big muscles.
I bet
out
they
there.
Do too. Here
right.
we go. So
God is bigger than anyone or anything.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
Are
pretty
we
cool.
superheroes We're, or something?
They're pretty super out there.
I think so.
All right.
So.
Oh, okay. So let's put that back up here.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll again. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wacky.
It's
wardrobe.
Wacky wardrobe. Okay. So wacky wardrobe means that we're going to do something wacky.
All right.
This
count
time,
backward.
We're going to count backwards.
Well, you know what? We counted backwards last time. Let's count forwards this time. Let's start with one and go to 10 as fast as they can.
Okay.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
Good job, friends.
That was very fast.
All right. That was
pretty
fast.
I love that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Your turn.
Ooh.
Wonder.
Wardrobe of wonder.
Love that. And you have to echo. Okay. So here we go. Ready? It's a cloud. It's a cloud.
Ooh.
I remember this
oh,
one.
Oh, you want to tell us all about
I
it.
I remember this
oh,
one.
Oh, I bet you they remember too.
Oh, they do.
Oh, okay.
This is the story when God used a pillar of cloud and fire to lead his people.
That's right.
Yes, I love this. And what happened is every single time the pillar moved, God's people would move. And as soon as it stopped, his people would stop. Now, my favorite part about this is that, you know, God thought of everything. So like during the day, he had this cloud over them that would keep them nice and cool.
Because it was a desert, so it'd be
exactly.
sunny.
Exactly.
So the cloud
exactly.
helped
so,
them.
So he thought about that for them, okay? And at night, oh, this is so cool. It was a pillar of fire, guys. I mean, over the tops of them. It gave them light. It gave them heat. And it also scared off all of those little creepy animals that were
all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. This was like the ultimate nightlight. I mean, only
the
God.
The mega nightlight.
Yep, only God. Only God.
Awesome. Okay, roll the dice. Let's see what's next.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's a sound effect. Okay, ready?
What's that? Hang on. All right.
And we got to listen,
Ready?
Very closely.
Okay, here we go.
Well, what part of the Big God story had that sound in it, I wonder? I remember.
Oh, I do too.
Do you? Go for it.
All right. So this helps remind us of Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth.
I love that
and
story.
And Ruth wanted to stay with Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And she refused to go back to her own people. She went with Naomi's people and followed the true God.
Yes. In this story, you know, Naomi's husband and both of her sons had died. And so she had Ruth to love on her and to take care of her. I love this. Okay.
Pretty cool. All right. I don't want to fall over.
Our tower.
Okay.
Okay. Stay.
Right.
Ready?
Let's chat.
I love
this one. Oh, go ahead.
You
get this one.
Ooh, I love this one. Okay. Oh, I get to open up one of the boxes.
Yeah, open up
the
boxes.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. Turn to the person next to you and tell them what your favorite snack is. Ooh. Chocolate.
I like potato chips.
Ooh, nice. You could mix chocolate and potato chips too. What
if
were
your mom
you guys
and dad
saying?
Liked you.
That's true. What did you guys say?
Those sound pretty good.
Those sound really good. Those sound really, really good. Okay,
all right.
Well, so I don't get hungry. We got more to go.
We better hurry.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay, here we go. Let's try it.
Mail
time. Oh, all right.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Mail time. All right.
All right.
So I'll let you, because I've done a lot of them, I'll let you have a turn again,
oh,
too.
Thank you.
Since I've done a bunch.
Drum roll. It's mail time. Ta-da! Everybody stand at your feet.
And let's do our memory verse.
We're going to do our memory verse, but Pastor Chris has an extra.
Let's flap our arms like birds. Okay?
Let's do that.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Go.
Here we go.
And I will hope in your name, for your name is good. Psalm 52:9b. That was fun.
All right, let's. Oh, that was super fun.
That was
let's
fun.
Let's roll again.
It's Wardrobe of Wonder. Ooh, I'm loving this. Okay, ready? Drum roll. It's a jar of honey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I remember. Okay, when the people were in the desert, God fed them. And it didn't. He didn't drop jars of honey. That'd be weird.
Right.
But instead, he took and dropped manna. Do you guys remember that?
I do.
He dropped manna, and it looked kind of like snow.
Uh-huh.
But when they ground it up, made cakes out of it,
uh-huh.
and they ate it, it tasted like honey.
I'm really
nice
getting
and sweet.
Hungry now.
Yeah, all right. And so they called it manna because it means, what is it? Because they just didn't know.
That's probably what they said. I mean, can you imagine? They woke up, they walked outside, and they saw all this yumminess on the ground, and they're like, what is it?
But God took care of them because he's their provider and gave them food to eat when they were in the desert.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool. All right, go ahead and roll again.
Okay, here we go.
Woo.
We have a worship song.
Ooh,
awesome.
A song.
Are you guys ready?
Let's stand.
Stand up.
And sing.
Yeah.
He is the best. No one is bigger. He is the best.
It's a wardrobe of wonder.
Awesome. I
All
love
right,
that.
Let's
We're
open
so
it
pop,
up.
Too,
this
by
one's
the way.
Getting a lot of use. This is kind of cool.
Oh, no.
All right, let's see what comes out this
Drum
time.
Roll. It's a red rope.
Huh.
Oh, I
do you remember?
I think I remember
okay.
this one.
What happened
I,
on this
I
one?
I think I remember. Well, it was time for God's people to cross into the promised land. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Joshua sent two spies into the city, right? Yeah. God used a woman named Rahab. Can you guys say that?
Rahab.
Rahab. Good job. And she helped the Israelite men, and she hid them from the king's men when they came looking for
them. To keep them safe.
Exactly.
Okay.
She had already heard about God and the amazing, powerful things that he did for his people. So she wanted to help them because she believed in God too. I know. I love that.
Great.
I love that. So who remembers how she helped them escape? Does anybody remember? Pastor Chris, do you remember?
I remember. She let them down outside the city wall because she was on the wall.
Right.
With a rope. And they told her to put a red rope in her window so that when they took over the city, that her and her family would be safe.
That's right.
So that's what our red rope reminds us of in our wardrobe of wonder.
And after God defeated the city of Jericho, all the nearby cities heard that God of the Israelites was strong and powerful. Let me see those muscles. Mm. Good job, guys.
God is super strong and super powerful.
Amen. Yes,
All right.
he is.
Okay. mail time.
We do. We've got mail time. Oh, I love mail time. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Our Bible verse is from Psalm 33:11. So
Ooh.
Now everybody.
Do they remember that?
Ah, they might.
Ooh,
they might.
Okay, let's
everybody,
try it together.
Get on your feet.
All right.
What are we doing this time, Pastor
Ooh,
Chris?
Let's clap our hands as we say each word.
Oh.
All right. Here
okay,
we go.
That works.
Here we go.
The plans of the Lord stand firm forever.
Ooh, that was a long word.
I know.
The purposes
of his heart through all generations. You want to do the psalm? Let's
yes,
do
let's
that.
Yes, let's do it.
Psalm 33:11. That was pretty cool.
Oh, nice job.
Right?
All right.
That's a good one.
Ooh. Another wardrobe of wonder.
Gotta love it.
Ooh,
okay. All right, here we go. Gotta have that drum roll too.
Oh, I'll let you open it. Oh,
I'm drum rolling.
Oh, you're drum rolling? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a family tree.
A tree?
I love it. A tree.
Huh, a family tree.
Kind of like the ones that you keep knocking over.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, not like that tree.
Not like that tree.
No.
Not like a real tree.
Oh, a family tree. It shows us how all the families are connected together and how people and who their moms and dads and grandmas
man,
and grandpas
that's
were.
That's right. I
and
remember
so
that.
It reminds us of the big God story that included Ruth and Naomi.
Yes.
Because she married, Ruth married a man named Boaz, and then God blessed his family. And because of the service and because they followed God, they were a blessing to the future.
Oh, I love it.
Because Ruth was part of the family tree that Jesus
The promised Savior.
The promised Savior, Jesus, our Savior. That's pretty cool. So,
the family tree, that's what all the branches are.
Yeah.
Every branch is a different, I love it.
That's awesome. Okay, let's do it again.
That was a cool wardrobe of wonder. All right, here we go.
What else do we Ooh.
Ooh, let's chat. I love the let's chat.
All right. So turn to the person next to you.
Yes.
And either tell them how you got to church this morning or how you usually get to church.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. So All what right. do you do to get to church?
Camel. Just kidding.
I rode a hippopotamus.
No, you didn't.
All
I
right.
drove my Jeep.
I didn't ride a hippopotamus. I drove my car.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
That's how did you get to church this
yeah,
morning?
Tell us. I doubt cool. you rode a rubber chicken. Okay. But that was a good answer.
I think they're making it up.
I know. They're
but
getting
anyways,
a little silly, aren't
I'm
they?
I'm glad that you're here, or I'm glad you're watching. That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Me too.
All
me
right.
Too.
Let's
All right.
do. I think
one
we got
more.
One more left. A wardrobe of wonder.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
I'll
okay.
let you open. I think this is our last one.
I'm so excited. Ooh. I'm so excited. Ready?
Ooh, gotta hold it high enough.
It's a blanket.
A
Ooh,
blanket.
Oh, yeah,
you had a blanket. I remember you doing something with a blanket.
That's right.
You know what?
Just because I was tired and I wanted to take a nap?
No.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
This was the one. Oh, this was the story about when God spoke to Samuel in the middle of the night. That's right. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness. I sleep pretty sound. Do you?
Yeah, but when God speaks, you're going to wake up.
You better listen.
And so
that's right.
He found Samuel who was ready to listen and do whatever needed to be done.
That's
and
right.
God was with him from mm-hmm. that time when he was a little guy all the way till he was a grown-up.
Big and tall.
And he continued to speak, Sam, through God. Spoke through Samuel, mm-hmm. and Samuel continued to serve God as a judge and prophet.
Yes, he found someone who was willing to listen to him and do whatever God needed to have done. That's awesome.
I hope our friends out there that are here today, too, listen to God and follow what he wants.
Because he can use us, whether we're small or big, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was super fun. I've not got to do that before.
I love that.
And these guys remember really well.
They do. They do. They remember everything. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, friends, for being good rememberers.
Yes. That was a fun time. Should we close in prayer?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Why don't you pray?
All right. Let's clap and let's keep our hands nice and tightly closed. Close our eyes, close our mouths, open our ears, and open our hearts, because whose time is this? That's right. It's God's. Dear God, thank you so much for our Remember and Celebrate this weekend. Thank you that we got to play this fun game with our kids, but we also got to remember all of the amazing stories and the amazing meal times and ponder points that you taught us over these weeks. All right, we love you so, and we are so thankful that you love us. Amen.
Amen.
Cool beans.
All right, but before we go, we got to bless.
Oh, we do.
Yeah,
let's
hold out our hands.
I forgot.
God loves you, friends, and he will take care of you. May you know the saving gift of his son, Jesus.
That's good. See you guys.